At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Go to PensionBee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk. Withdrawals available from the age of 55, 57 from 2028.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Sinead Carroll. Iran has launched a new series of missiles at Israel after Israeli attacks. A residential tower block south of Tel Aviv was hit. Israeli authorities suggest at least 13 people have died in the past 24 hours. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the site and urged Israelis to head for shelter when instructed.
Our hearts are with the families. It's necessary and important to obey the Home Front Command's instructions, because whoever heard and carried out the Home Front Command's instructions and was in a protected area was saved. Whoever did not, unfortunately, was harmed.
Meanwhile, Iran's health minister has said most of those injured and killed by Israeli strikes were civilians. It's yet to give exact figures. The Foreign Office here is advising Britons not to travel to Israel. Sir Keir Starmer has been accused of performing a U-turn after announcing a national inquiry into grooming gangs. The Prime Minister says he's accepted recommendations of a report on the nature and scale of group-based child sexual abuse. Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride criticised the delay.
The Prime Minister, in justifying his delay, accused people like Kemi Badenoch and Chris Philp, who have pushed so hard on this, of jumping on some far-right bandwagon.
And the funerals of some of the people killed in the plane crash in India this week have been taking place. Work is continuing to identify all of the 270 victims. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello and welcome to the show. Good to have you with me. We'll be hearing from the one and only Luciano Pavarotti after some regal rejoicing.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
aspetti, signorina, le dirò con due parole. Chi sole, chi sole, che faccio vivo? Chi son? Sono un poeta, che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo. In povera età mia lieta, sarò da gran signore.
Your tiny hand is frozen, which is some going on a day like today. That was from the opera La Bohème, Luciano Pavarotti, written of course by Puccini and played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. And before that, we had The Rejoicing from Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, played by the English Concert, conducted by Trevor Pinnock. One of the first firework displays at which that piece was played was not as successful as the music. It rained, causing firework misfires, a pavilion went up in flames, a woman's clothes were set on fire, and fireworks burned two soldiers and blinded a third. Let's hope today's show goes better. It's lovely to have you here. Looking forward to discussing one of my favourite composers later, and I'll be marking Father's Day with a selection of classical music fit for any dad listening this afternoon. Well done, all dads. Starting with iconic movie music about a rather unconventional family. Mm-hmm. The love theme from The Godfather, Nina Rota. We had Renaud Capuçon on the violin, the Brussels Philharmonic, conducted by Stefan Deneuve. Stephen Mangan here, every Sunday between 4 and 7. If you were listening last week, you might remember that I was in Dover this week filming Landscape Artist of the Year, two gloriously sunny days on the White Cliffs and at the castle. This week we're in Keswick, might see you there. And now, because one Hungarian folk dance is never enough, in my opinion, I'll serve two up for you on Classic FM.
Listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
double Chardash. First, we heard the Chardash from the Ballet Coppelia by Delibes, the Lyon Opera Orchestra, conducted by Kent Nagano. And then we heard Vittorio Monti's Chardash, played on the clarinet by Martin Frost and played on the piano by Roland Pontinon. So, on Classic FM now, a lovely piece of choral music that is amongst the most enduringly popular that we play here. It's Allegri's Miserere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Allegri's Miserere, the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Now then, the news is full of David Beckham and his knighthood. He's also revealed Mr. Beckham, or Sir David Beckham, as he'll soon be, that of all the things he owns, his prized possession is a walking stick with a pheasant head carved into the handle. He takes it with him every weekend when he goes on long walks across his country estate in the Cotswolds. And it got me thinking, I'm not sure I have a most prized possession. Maybe my piano. Yeah, probably the piano I inherited from my parents. What about you? What's your most prized possession? Something that means a great deal to you. And why is it so prized? Send me a text, 61812, or email via classicfm.com while we listen to this from Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings, Breaking of the Fellowship, David Arnold conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in that music composed by Howard Shore. So I've asked you for your most prized possessions. Sam in Sheffield says, "Hey, up, pal, I have two prized possessions, my two Westies, Bobby and Bonzo, named after Robert Plant, Bobby Plant, and John Bonham." The singer, for those of you who don't know, and drummer from Led Zeppelin. And Raymond says, "My prized possession is my wee prayer card to St. Anthony. I have it with me all the time. Never lets me down." Thanks, Raymond. Send me yours, your most prized possession. Email via the Classic FM website. Thank you. The second movement of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. It's in E minor. It's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and it was conducted by Manfred Honeck. More of your prized possessions have come rolling in for Tom and Rachel, travelling back south after celebrating their grandpa's 90th birthday. Their most prized possession is a pool table. I hope you didn't bring it with you, Tom and Rachel. Colin in Lancaster says his prized possession is a battery drill. My life is so much easier now. I don't have to drag extension cables all over the place, says Colin. More of your suggestions coming after five. Email me yours on classicfm.com. And after five, I'll host Game Changers. We do it every week. I discuss a musician or a piece of music that has changed the face of classical music. This week, it's all about a composer who took classical music from the great German romantics and catapulted it towards 20th century modernism. We've got all that after the news with Sinead.
Classic FM.
When you contact your insurance company, you want to speak with a real person. At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means providing outstanding personal service. With NFU Mutual, you can easily speak to your local agent or call our UK team. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
The people of Britain have bought loads of noise-cancelling headphones.
With a Barclaycard Rewards credit card, you could get cash back on eligible purchases and no fees on spending overseas. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example, 28.9% APR representative variable and 28.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
Need somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
All this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a tiger from £5 a month, helping to reduce poaching and restore their vital habitat. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Tiger and help bring our world back to life.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
A wise woman once said, heaven is a place on earth. And it is, because you've created it with an elegant collection of delicate bouquet vases, apothecary vases, and sculpted glass vases filled with flowers. You might have hay fever, but hey, it's worth it. Bless you. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Sinead Carroll. Iran's released a new wave of missiles on Israel following Israeli strikes. Today, the Israeli Prime Minister visited a tower block south of Tel Aviv, where at least 13 people were killed. The Foreign Office is advising Britons not to travel amid the conflict. Dr. Farzan Shabbat, a Middle East security expert, told us what he expects to happen next.
We could very well see an expansion of Israel's attacks to target further facilities in Iran's military infrastructure. And as they've said they might do, we might start to see attempts by the Israeli military to decapitate the Iranian leadership up to the very top.
Donald Trump's calling on Israel and Iran to make a deal. Posting on social media, the US president suggested that many calls have taken place and he believes peace can be secured soon. The company building the HS2 train line has alerted the tax office over allegations about the practice of two firms supplying workers to the project. The transport secretary is set to raise the issue in Parliament next week. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has landed in Greenland carrying a message of solidarity from France and the European Union. It's the first visit by a foreign head of state since President Donald Trump announced his intention to take control of the territory. And in tennis, Germany's Tatjana Maria has become the first women's singles champion at Queen's for 52 years. The Lawn Tennis Association reintroduced the women's competition in a bid to bring greater visibility to the game. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello again. Thanks for joining me. It's Father's Day and also Edvard Grieg's birthday.